Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a fantastic week. And for me, it's Monday morning and I'm still in sunny Noosa Heads on the Sunshine Coast of Queensland. I'm actually getting ready to fly out this morning back to Sydney for the first time in what has been, I think, just over 3 weeks. I've been to Malaysia, I've been to Hong Kong, I've been back to Malaysia, I've been to Melbourne, I've been to Sydney, I've been to Noosa, I've been to Tiwa up the beach over the weekend. I've been all over the place and it's kind of knocked my routine. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm really actually looking forward to getting back to that routine. I'm a guy who does a lot of routine in my life, especially when it comes to trading. I'm pretty spontaneous when I'm out and about, when I've got my me time. But when it comes to trading, I like to have my zone. I like to be in my element, in my world. Now, I've got a number of trading a number of screens set up in my office. I've got everything set up there just the way I like it because it's where I spend most of my time. So the thing is that for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been working from a laptop and out of a suitcase. And as much as it's fun and as much as it's enjoyable and as much as it's good for everything, the last 10 days being holiday have been fantastic. 10 days prior, it was all work. But as much as it's been pretty fun, it's definitely exhausting. And I cannot wait to slot back in to my Sydney office in Edgecliffe and kick off with my trading routines again tomorrow morning. So today I'm in transit again. It's only a short flight, so I won't be long. I'm back into the action. And tomorrow I'll be bringing the podcast from my office once again. So what's actually happened? Because I've been up the beach for the last couple of days and haven't looked at the market really at all. Well, it looks like Bitcoin, we may actually be seeing, oh gosh, dare I say it, the higher low I've been waiting for off of 6,000. It could be what we've been waiting for. We could be there. It's still not confirmed yet because we haven't got a higher high yet, but that, you know, that 6,000 was the point at which I said that I hope it would bounce off of or around there. And you know what? It got to 6,075 pretty damn close. Now, if we do see price push on and break the old high of 68.43, and this last most recent 6,075 lower high will be, sorry, lower low, oh, higher low, sorry. The low there at 6,075 will be a higher low, and therefore if we can break above that next high, we will have an uptrend, a very clear trend change that would be. Now, of course, we're not there yet, so there's still a way to go. And if we look at the weekly chart, you know, which is about to close, it's a bearish candle. So, you know, there's still a long way to go. I'm not jumping on the bullish bandwagon just yet, as it's just not there yet. But Bitcoin's sitting pretty. Hopefully we'll see it continue to move to the upside. The market has done a bit of a consolidation for the last few days by the look of it. The weekend, not a great deal of activity apart from last night or yesterday's candle being Sunday. A little bit of buying coming in, and the top 10 is green. Ethereum against the dollar up 4.5% right now, sitting at 450. The same sort of pattern as what I'm seeing on Bitcoin, but nothing really there for me more. Bitcoin Cash. I've been in this hedge for a very long time now. My longest crypto trade, as a matter of fact, when did I get into that? I was in that the 21st of May. So I've been in it for a good few months. It's been a wonderful hedge. And if I do get stopped out, the market does move higher, I will have made, it will have done its job more or less. Very difficult to hedge exactly in crypto because it is a little bit all over the shop at times and everything follows everything. Bitcoin Cash again, it's got lower highs, lower lows on that daily as well, but it hasn't cleared the new lows. EOS has cleared the new lows, hit that $6.53 level that we've been talking about. A really nice little cradle trade had set up, and I know a number of members that are on the community have been posting in there talking about, you know, where their stops are to go, and I've heard a lot of chit-chat about that. So well done on that for those of you who took EOS against the dollar short a couple of weeks back. A nice profit there. Right now, it's just moving back up. Very strong divergence there, and it's sitting at $7.50, up 8% today. So the biggest gainer across the top 10 today. Cardano, also looking very, very similar. Needs to just, you know, get its skates on a bit. It did have a big spike the other day, but it's not looking, you know, it's still on that downtrend. I mean, we need to break up above, what's the level there? It needs to get above 16 cents, 16.14, for us to really see that reversing into an uptrend. We may just see it. Now, Lumen, the last 3 days have been very good for Lumen. We've seen it go from 18 cents to 22, or 17.8 to 22. And it's actually now got a higher low, and just today, it very, very recently gone in and broken the old lower high to create a higher high. Lumen has now reversed from a downtrend on the daily into an uptrend. Now, it's not the most beautiful trend just yet. It is just the beginning. It's not a long-winded one, but it is there. Maybe the rest of the market will follow. Who knows? And NEO's pulled back to $32, which was the old support level that we had seen. This point, you know, don't forget that, you know, we'd gone from $49 all the way back down to $30. So we pumped up, we pushed back down, and now we're consolidating. If I'm honest, NEO's not really that interesting on the chart right now, nor is IOTA. Very flat to sideways, not doing a great deal, not offering a great deal of opportunity just yet. I was keeping an eye on it for a flat level there on the 4 hour for a Bitcoin breakout trading opportunity, but it wasn't to be. Ripple against the dollar as well, holding down around those lows, consolidating a pretty slow, lackluster weekend, and Litecoin to be frank, it's just sitting on that support level, that $73 of support. It is now a support level, and it is holding the price for the time being. So across the top 10, we're seeing a mix between some decent buying coming in. Lumen, the leader of the pack right now, setting itself into an uptrend on that daily. We need to see Bitcoin do the same, and if we can see Bitcoin do the same, the rest of the market will follow. What will happen for the next few days will be pretty interesting. It's not the best opportunities for trading just yet. I'm sure against Bitcoin pairs, that's where I'll be looking, because Bitcoin's not moving a great deal. Therefore, other alts often offer opportunities to trade against Bitcoin. And I love to trade against Bitcoin because it helps build your Bitcoin stack. But for the time being, it is a matter of waiting. I know I say it a lot. It's because it's the right thing to do. We got to trade when it's trading, when the trading conditions are right. We got to wait when they're not. And right now is a good time to be waiting and doing your scan against the Bitcoin pairs. Now, I'm about to go ahead and do my top 100 Bitcoin crossed scan with my members. I hope you have a fantastic day. I'm back in Sydney tomorrow. I can't wait. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.